A reading from Romans chapter 8. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Earlier in Romans chapter 7, St. Paul said, "What a wretched man I am. Who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ, our Lord." They are familiar words, and again, we note who says them. St. Paul, the zealous Jew who had turned apostle to the Gentiles, the one who could easily have confidence in the flesh and his religious pedigree, but considers it all a loss compared to knowing Jesus Christ. Paul was well aware of his sin, and he who was without Christ our Lord would be lost. We have a beautiful confession of St. Paul, and thanks be to God, in fact, it was written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we mark this passage well because it clearly lays out what our life looks like in Christ. It's the daily life of a Christian. We can say that that life of a Christian is summed up in the reality that we are both what? Sinner and saint. You're a saint because Christ has died for your sins. And he has given you forgiveness in his word and his sacraments. And his blood covers all your sins. That makes you holy in God's eyes. That makes you a saint. At the same time, original sin still clings to us. Still clings to you and me. And daily, we are still tempted to sin in thought, word, and deed. And daily, we do so. So what does this look like? Well, here's just a few examples. You don't know why you say what you say sometimes. The words just come out before you even think about them, and then they're there. You don't know why you do what you do sometimes. You know it's wrong, but then you do it anyway. You know you have to be patient in certain situations. You know it's wrong. You see that person coming, and then you let them have it. Get so frustrated you can't help yourself. You know you should watch that TV show or stream that movie. You know it will just gutter up your mind. You know you'll be ashamed, but then you do it. You know you should read the Bible and teach the catechism to your kids on a daily basis. The devil and the world are waiting to do what they can with your kids and snatch them away. And then you just, in spite of best intentions, don't get around to it. You know you shouldn't talk back to your parents, no matter how old they might be. It never has a happy ending, but still, you do. You know you shouldn't respond to your spouse in such a sarcastic and smarmy way, but then you do. Those are just a few examples. I'm sure you might be able to come up with a few more, because we're just getting started yet. We're not talking about willful sins where we weigh the options and choose what is right and choose what is wrong. St. Paul didn't say, "I carefully weigh the good and the bad and then do the bad." He says, "I want to do the good, but I do the bad anyhow." But your life is a battle. It's a Christian. You're both saint and sinner. And all who honestly examine themselves will identify clearly with St. Paul's confession. No one's exempt. Apart from Christ and his grace, we're all wretched with bodies of death. Hence the good news of today's text. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. This is the rest of the story of Romans 7. The holy, righteous, and good law has its way with us while it curbs and shows our sin, and while we delight in the law to measure our life, in the end, the law always accuses. It shows we haven't fulfilled it perfectly. We cannot measure up. And the good news is, God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. In flesh for sin. And he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Yes, God has done it for us. Because in the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son, Jesus, born of Mary, born under the law to fulfill the law, redeeming us. The perfect Son of God became sin and died for sinners, you and me, on the cross, paying for all our sins. And not only that, by his death he destroyed death. In exchange, he gives you what is his. He gives you life. He gives you salvation. He gives you forgiveness. There is now no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. Your life is now hidden in his. So this selection of scripture is of great comfort, dear Christian. In Christ you're a saint, a new creation, one redeemed by Christ the crucified. And remember, even though the fact is you will struggle with sin, it doesn't mean that you're not a Christian. It does not mean that God is just playing with you or having a fun day to see how he might torment you or he's abandoned you. No, as long as you are in the world, you're both sinner and saint. No sin is good, it's all evil. But let your sins also be a confirmation that God's law is good. That it speaks the truth when it says you are sinful, a body of death, and you cannot save yourself. And so repent of your sin. And then rejoice, because God forgives you. And he saves you through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Yes, Jesus became flesh and blood just like you and me. He wanted to do the right thing, and he did, even sacrificing his life on the cross for you. He went to the cross to die for all of your sins, even the most persistent, the most thoughtless, and the most addictive. He has risen again, body and all, and he gave life to you, body and all. He's made you a saint, his holy, beloved child. In baptism, that old nature is drowned, and you arise a new creature, a new person in Christ. He gives you his body and his blood in the supper, faithfully feeding you with forgiveness and life and salvation. And where you still don't even know sometimes why those things come out of your mouth before you think, you can be certain that every word that comes out of Jesus' mouth is good for you. Where you don't know why you do some of the things you do, you look to the cross. And you know that Jesus has done all that was necessary for your salvation. And that even now, he works all things for your good. Where evil lies close at hand, Jesus has conquered evil to give you life and righteousness. Where all you had was a body of death, Jesus freely gives you eternal life. In Christ, dear saints, you are no longer sinful and wretched. In Christ, all your sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.